Thank you and good morning. Winter came to Humboldt in December in the form of a series of rainstorms that brought heavy rain, high surf, high winds, and localized flooding. The county received more than 13 inches of rain in the month of December, and at one point it rained for 12 consecutive days. The month and the year will end, however, with sunshine and very cold temperatures. The National Weather Service has forecasted freezing temperatures for New Year's morning into the weekend, with temperatures in the low 30s along the coast and much colder inland. Travelers are encouraged to check road conditions before leaving home. Chains are still required for Highways 3 and 36, and the freezing temperatures could lead to black ice. We may see a return of rain by Monday evening. The Avoid the 10 DUI Task Force, comprised of 10 local law enforcement agencies, will be back out on local roads and highways over the New Year's weekend, focused on removing dangerous and impaired drivers from local roadways. The CHP will engage in another maximum enforcement period as well, with every available uniformed officer on duty. Since the DUI enforcement period began on December 18th, 16 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The Public Policy Polling Institute of California released its last survey of the year earlier this month, and of those 1,700 likely voters polled, more than half still approve of the job Governor Jerry Brown is doing. Respondents asked about President Obama's job performance were also supportive, with 56% approval rating, although that varies greatly among political parties. One approval rating that Californians, regardless of political affiliation, agree upon is Congress, with only 26% of those polled approving of the job Congress is doing. That's a number that hasn't climbed above 30% all year. The state legislature gets a 52% approval rating from Democrats and just an 18% approval rating from Republicans. Californians consider drought and water the state's top concern, while less than half consider the state budget a worry. Just over 50% believe the state is headed in the right direction on both issues. Californians do like their ballot initiative system, with more than 60% approval. And despite looming legalization, fewer than 30% consider marijuana legalization a very important issue as we head into the new year. Jordan Christmas reports on a mail scam.
The victim of a money mail scam had her funds returned to her on Tuesday. A 92-year-old woman received a letter in mid-December claiming that an unknown person would send a large sum of money if the victim sent $500 to a Sacramento address. It wasn't until after the victim sent the money that a friend had informed her of the scam and reported it to the sheriff's office. A Humboldt Community Services officer and the U.S. Postal Service were able to intercept the letter last week and return the money to the victim on Tuesday. Residents are reminded to be on the lookout for any potential scams, and if you experience one of this nature, you can contact law enforcement.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There were 15 homicides in Humboldt County in 2015, and there have been 38 since 2013. That's a heavy load for the district attorney's office, and homicide cases are always a top priority. But with an inexperienced staff and a packed court calendar, it can be difficult for District Attorney Maggie Fleming to bring cases to trial. Fleming said that she constantly works on balancing the trial calendar to try and ensure the most pressing cases get in front of a judge and jury.
I understand that case number one, case number two may not be something that's so significant we need to get it to a jury, but maybe it's the fourth case on the list that I have to get going, I have to get out, either because maybe we're about to have witness problems or maybe it's just gotten too old. And so my hope is to try that one.
Fleming also pointed out that there are many other trials that need to take place and that flexibility with her office and with the court is important.
And then what I've also done, and the judges have been great about allowing this, is we keep a couple basically on deck. They're trailing because invariably when you get to a courtroom, sometimes one, sometimes two will say, okay, I'd like to plead now. And by having those other cases waiting, we can then slide them in on Tuesday or Wednesday and get them going. And we're able to get more cases out each week that way.
Fleming said that jury pools are also flexible and can be moved from one case to another when needed. Fleming has spent 2015 rebuilding the DA staff and has hired 9 new attorneys along with support staff since the first of the year. And that's the news on this New Year's Eve. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.